Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Consider yourself fortunate if you've never had this problem. Your league game starts in 15 minutes and you're short a player because someone hasn't shown up. Here are what managers from around the country have to say about no-shows, with some ideas and tips on what might help. First, let me tell you how I handle it. My team has a quick topic internet bulletin board. This is a free board that allows everyone on the team to easily post messages, and all messages posted are sent by email to each team member. So everyone gets all the messages in their private email, and they can also go to the board on the internet and read all the messages that have been posted there. And we take kind of a roll call on the board with everyone required to post by at least the day before game time whether they will be there. This gives me plenty of time to dip into our sublist if necessary. Okay, that's what I do. Now let me quote several other managers on the subject. Manager number two says, I have four or five guys to fill my non-paid roster spots for fill-in work. I ask two of them to show up for the game, and I make sure to get them in at least one game when they do come. We play a doubleheader league. Number three, I have two or three guys I can call on a moment's notice. They are usually willing to play any time and any place. Number four, I call my team members on game day, and I try to have at least one extra show up. I have a few buddies who can usually show up with just a few minutes advance notice. Five, the only real answer to the no-show problem is to replace problem teammates. You really hate to cut your friends, but it's better for everyone else in the long run. Six, call everyone the day of the game. This works for me. If I have 11 who tell me that day they will show up that night, I have better odds than if they told me last week they would be there this week. So be sure to call them on game day, even if they already have told you they would be there. Number seven, have a team meeting so you can explain your policies to everyone at once. That way you make sure everyone has the same story. Here's the number to call if you can't make it. Call no later than noon on game day. If you don't call and you show up late, you will not start the game, and you may not play at all, depending on how many other players we have that night. Number eight, if you ask standbys to show up, be sure they get to play. If you don't put them in the game, they won't keep coming back. Nine, the players who don't show up for games are no longer on the team. The trick is to find players in advance who will show up for sure. You need softball addicts, not softball prima donnas. 10. I carry 11 on my roster, and then I have 8 more on standby. Also, I always call guys the day before a game and remind them. 11. We have 10 or 12 regulars who show up each week with 5 or 7 subs. Works out pretty well. Guys who can't show up consistently are asked not to come back. It's as simple as that. There's always another guy out there who can take his spot. 12. Find guys who are trustworthy. I would rather play with 9 guys who want to play than have 12 I'm expecting to show up and then only 8 or 9 actually do. 13. Make sure they pay a share of the league fee and they will show, since the money comes out of their own pocket. Some prima donnas think if they don't pay, they aren't obligated to show up unless they want to. 14. My team has exactly one team rule. Miss a game without notifying the manager 24 hours in advance, and you sit the next game. Do it a second time and you're off the team. No refund. 15. If a player doesn't show due to a genuine emergency, that's understandable. But if he has no good excuse, he's out. You as manager have a responsibility to the other guys on the team, and suffering because of no-shows gets old very fast. 16. For some reason, I find the problem of people not showing up is 10 times worse in co-ed softball. I don't have a solution, I just want to point this out, so if you're a new manager of a co-ed team, expect a lot of no-shows and plan accordingly. 17. I put a form on the team website that team members fill out and mail to me. I require them to do this every week, whether they're coming to the game or not. Our games are Monday, so they have to send me the form by 3 o'clock on the Friday before. If someone does not send me the form on time, I find a sub. If the player who didn't send me the form shows up, I will try to work him in, but there are no guarantees. By the way, they can send me any dates they're going to miss whenever they want. They don't have to wait until that Friday. 18. Put all your players' cell phone numbers into your phone and make sure they all have your cell number programmed into theirs. Try to have at least 5 players on reserve who can be called at a moment's notice. Insist that you be called the moment someone knows they can't make a game. 19. You learn real fast which of your players are dependable. You may have 2 or 3 players who are questionable, and they're the ones who will constantly give you problems. Unless they're superstars, replace them when you get the chance. And I saved this nightmare for last. Number 20. Don't put a bunch of guys who are friends with each other on your team at the same time. I brought a new guy in, and he asked if three of his best friends could also play. I said yes. Midway through the season, one of them got mad about something, and all four of them quit the team the same day. Well, I hope you've picked up an idea or two here about handling no-shows. Now, play ball. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner, that's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.